You are listening to the Omelet Radio Podcast on omeletradio.com.
Northern Michigan's classic rock. We are Omelet, and this is Rick Coates. We're live from Camp Omelet, which is our signature yearly event. We have hundreds of people out here camped out and partying all weekend. And we want to announce that we're the morning show on the Bear. We are starting on Monday morning. Thank you so much, you guys.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to another podcast. And as you just heard right there, a great moment for me because I got a gig. And this is, as you know, the title of this podcast is called The Last Podcast for now. You know, in case I lose this gig, which you just heard, that I don't have to move anywhere. I am going to stay in Northern Michigan. And I sort of teased on my Instagram as to who my guest was going to be. I took a picture of two chairs and who's going to be my final guest. Oh, look at that. Sound effects and everything she comes with.
Right.
My lovely wife, Jill, who we call on the radio show Hank. But there you have it. Yes, we just announced 2 weeks ago, and I apologize for not putting this podcast out earlier because I've been a little busy.
You've been working?
Been a little busy. I'm working. I got to go to work. You know, tomorrow I got to go to work. It's Sunday morning. We're in the middle of a heat wave in Northern Michigan. But yes, the wife and I are very glad to announce that I'm back to work. I don't have to move anywhere. I'm just right down the street at the Bear, which, you know, this is, of course, the honeymoon phase of a new job. I mean, everything is great. Everything is wonderful. You know, knowing from my past experience that it could take an evil turn at any moment. But for now, and my intentions are to keep this going because it's...
are wonderful people. That is for sure.
Yeah. They did a good job sending you flowers. I think that really won you over. Welcome to the...
Huge, beautiful bouquet of flowers. Never seen anything like it.
And they got you a hoodie. So you're easily bought. But anyway, babe, I want to thank you for your support and for sticking with me and believing in me. And, you know, there was... it was a long year. We didn't know how long it was going to be. But if you listen back to the podcast, and don't listen
it
back. You're not going to want to listen twice, believe me. But in February, I started to know that this was a possibility. And, of course, I couldn't announce anything. They asked me to wait until whatever. I think I signed something that I didn't read again or, you know how that goes in business. I just, sign here. Okay. But the bottom line is we're back. And I wouldn't do it without Rick Coates, and I want to thank him for joining me on the podcast all summer because we were sort of getting warmed up in the bullpen, you know, knowing that this was looming. So it's been a while, and I felt bad. I didn't even want to podcast because I just felt like I was withholding information that was always at the top of my mind, getting this gig. I mean, there was 20 meetings, you know. And we had to meet in public, but in private, these weird places that were transient, you know, at hotel breakfast nooks and stuff like that, where there's all fudgies around. And
nobody would recognize you.
We get to kind of blend in. And, you know, nobody really recognizes me. But once I open my big fat mouth, they're like, you know, I do occasionally see people, you know, whatever. But when you've been around and you're on the radio for a long time, people notice you once in a while. Mostly with Rick Coates, because he just knows, you know.
The whole
wide
world.
Yeah. People, he's been around for whatever, 55 years in this town doing journalism. So the bottom line, it's time to celebrate. Well, enough of the celebration.
No, celebrate. No blue robe.
I'm just
no
looking
blue
forward
robe.
To getting into the grind. Now that I've learned the equipment over at the radio station and now everybody's dialed in, you know, I know who I work with now, you know, because it was a secret even for people that worked at the Bear for a while until the right before the announcement, just to keep things quiet. We wanted to enter with a big splash. These guys put up billboards. I would like to say one thing this is what I was holding out for, is to do it right. And I'm so glad that it ended up. It could have been elsewhere, but it happened right here. So things could not have happened better. But, you know, I didn't want to repeat myself in terms of being frustrated with, you know, these guys. Okay, I would like billboards. I would like T-shirts. Let's do Camp Omelet. Let's do the 12 bars of Christmas. Let's get a awesome promotional vehicle. Let's get banners. Let's get promotional items. Let's advertise on other mediums like social media and television. And these guys are like, yes, 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 whatever you need, let us know. And then I gave them a big list. They said everything will be taken care of, and they came through on everything. And not only that, they're like, what else? What else do you need? So now it's time for us to do our jobs. And so that's why I'm not going to focus on doing a podcast on a weekly basis. I'm just going to put all of my efforts into this radio program, because I got to make it go at this point.
Right. I get it.
And we will.
And, I'm a little sad, though, because do miss the Sunday mornings and having people over. It was really neat.
It was really nice, like communal. We sat out here on the deck all summer on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m., 10 a.m. You made a lovely breakfast, and we had sometimes some mimosas or whatever. And I might cheers you right now. Cheers. Have my first sip of mimosa. There's an NFL game going on. They're in London this Sunday. Jill and I are getting ready for a Lions party at our house, which we have every Sunday. The Lions are playing the Atlanta Falcons. It might be a tough game, but they're 2-0. We're atop the NFC North. What's your predictions for the game, babe?
We're going to win.
Okay.
That's all I think every game.
Do you ever think that we're going to lose?
When we play the Patriots, I think we're going to lose. But other than that, I really do go in with a positive attitude.
Yes.
And ulcers afterwards. Whatever.
You are very animated in watching your Lions. What is your earliest memory of being a Lions fan? Because you're really a lifelong Lions.
Well, both sides of my family loved the Lions. It was a big deal. We didn't even eat Thanksgiving dinner until after the game. We had snacks all the way up until the very last second.
And we still time it out that way.
We do. It was a big deal. And my, you know, my cousin was Redskins. So football was,
I mean, the Lions being on Thanksgiving is a tradition for everybody in America.
Right.
But I never thought in a million years that I'd actually be in Michigan celebrating that Lions game, which is a even 10 times magnified more of a tradition here than around the country. I think they kind of wince that the Lions are on, like this team is not relevant, you know, so on and so forth. But for us, it is a big, big deal. We have Minnesota this year.
Yep.
But anyway, enough about that. We're going to keep the podcast short today because I just wanted to give a little closure. I wanted to have a bookend. I didn't want it to be the last thing. We're getting ready for Camp Omelet. If somebody listens to this years from now, as it may live on the internet forever, and they listen to the whole series, which I don't know what this is, number 44, 45, something. People can look on your screen and see. I don't know what number it is. I'm going to post it. I'll know. But you know, I just wanted to have a little closure. Like, I started off, like, the radio job was over, and it's almost been a year. Like, it was before Thanksgiving when it started, the podcast of this past year.
Oh.
And now as we sit here on September 24th, it's been almost a year, 10 months of a podcast series. And I've had a lot of great guests and people that came over to my house, and I remember episodes. Cooper, come on. Got a little ambient noise. I do this at our house. Cooper and Scorch, they want to attack. They want to fight at wild animals. Anyway, what a long, strange trip it's been. You know, people that have come over near and far to be on the podcast, and also just sitting in my truck, as I mentioned, just, you know, talking in the middle of the winter into a microphone, right, into a recorder, hoping that things were going to happen.
It has been a lot. It was a long time to keep it a secret. That's for sure. It was.
Yeah. And it wasn't a done deal until, you know, right. I don't know the timeline, but we were working on it. You know, we were working on it. And I felt that it was, you know, I felt that how could these guys not hire us? You know, we are going to crush.
And they just did it right.
That's a confidence that I don't normally have, but I was so, you know, so passionate about it. I'm willing to work hard to make it happen. It may not happen just based on talent or, you know, tricks. But we could work hard, and Rick Coates is the best guest booker and co-host and straight man guy could ever want,
and the most well connected and omelet. Well, swinging from poles and on the stage.
Well connected man in Northern Michigan, and you know, we're doing it. We're back on the Bear, everyone, and you can listen Woo-hoo! On TuneIn Radio, 98.1 in Traverse City, 97.7 out of Sheboygan. Up north on two signals, 150,000 watts. So we got a big job at hand. You know, there's a lot of expectations. So we're going to just, you know, focus on that and have fun. And we're going to bring back all the promotions. And the Ball Busters are coming back, you know, the softball team and the 12 Bars of Christmas. And we're going to do Camp Omelet. We might already have a huge headliner for next year, and we're going to just magnify everything but 10,000 times. All the P1s seem to be back. Everybody's welcoming us back. But now it's time to switch gears. The welcoming party is over. Let's make some great legendary radio as we've done before.
Well, right? It's right. 2 weeks, so congratulations. I'm so excited for you and Rick.
I think I understand the equipment now. Which
you completely deserve it.
Well, thanks, babe. Listen, so thanks for the support. Thanks for downloading this podcast and following me. I'd be dead in the water. Rick and I would be dead in the water if it wasn't for the people that support us and came out. I mean, over 100 people at Camp Alma. We didn't have any promotion. It was just regular friends and regular supporters. And
so
people
much fun.
Still drove from all over Michigan and flew from Florida. Ray the Gourmet flew all the way here he went to Vermont. I just was remembered that he posted a picture on Facebook of him with his Camp Omelet Vermont 2003 t-shirt on. I have none of these shirts. I have a Camp Omelet shirt this year, but trust me, you have yours on too. That's so nice. Anyway, so that's it. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the beginning of new adventure, and go Lions.
Go Lions.
So again, everybody, listen, if things go south, and they sometimes can, but I'm not, you know, anything could happen, but I think it's going to be a big success.
You
but
have a great team.
If it's
you
not,
have a great
I'll be back on the podcast.
Too.
What's that?
You have a great team behind you.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible office people, incredible engineers and technical people and, you
Nicest
know, the other personalities.
People in the whole wide world.
We get to work with NASCAR Steve again,
yeah.
So a lot of things are familiar, and these guys want to win, these owners, Norm and Mike, and they're just rolling out the red carpet. I want to pay them back with hard work and success. You know, they're expecting success.
Yes.
Not going to figure that out. All right, no problem, you guys. Thanks again for supporting me, and I don't want to go on and on, but listen, this channel could come back. You never know. And plus, maybe for fun and games. So keep the channel open, keep subscribed, and you know, if something happens where you don't hear me on the air, I'll be back here. I do love podcasting. I'm a big fan. I was challenged by the long form, you know, getting on here and talking for an hour at a time. Sometimes it was an hour and a half. But or some weeks I didn't have much to say, because without talking about that, and I would just always say, and we got irons in the fire, things are in the works. I stopped saying that because I don't want to repeat myself and people like roll their eyes and not believe it. But it has been happening for a while, and this is what it is. And we get to stay. We get to dominate Northern Michigan, the most beautiful place in the world to live, where we're having an unusual heat wave in the end of September. It is like well into the 90s. And humid every day. Thank God for central air. which we only have to put on like five times a year. But right. when you use it, it's nice. Okay, so until further notice, you guys, let's end with an awesome tune. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I'm sure it'll have some significance. And once again, cheers, babe. Thank you.
I love you. Good luck.
I love you. And let's let the good times roll.
Sounds good to me.
A podcast for the people lives at omeletradio.com.